Wikipedia calls it sagging. Snopes.com, the urban myth tracker, says it started in prisons. And now two states, Arkansas and Florida, have banned it. It is pants that hang way south of the waistline. Alabama has a bill making its way through the legislature. So does Tennessee. A law that would allow not just sagging pants, but too much skin exposed on girls in school. At least one principal says, bad idea. He's taking inspiration from this character.
Now, come on, guys. There's a bevy of beauties over there just waiting to be swept off their doctor show. So what do you say, Funsters? Let's dance.
Yes, nerdy Steve Urkel from the 90s sitcom Family Matters, who famously wore his pants hiked up to his under, his armpits. Principal Bobby White of the Westside Middle School in Memphis, Tennessee, is on the line. Principal White, we're going to hear what Steve Urkel has to do with your initiative there. But first, you are, you know, one of the principals who doesn't think this law being considered there in Tennessee is a good idea. Why?
I just don't believe that legislation of dress is constitutional. I don't believe it's what our forefathers would have wanted. So I'm not, definitely not for legislating dress.
Well, and we know that there was a proposed statewide saggy pants ban in Tennessee a few years ago, and it failed. And some people say it was because it doled out fines and community service to offenders. In the current law, the goal is to leave that up to principals. So it sounds like even if a law does pass, what, you wouldn't participate? You wouldn't punish kids who had baggy pants?
It really is about the education of the children. And I guess if we are giving them the proper education and helping them to understand why we're asking them not to sag, why in an academic setting this is just not conducive to learning. I compare it to work. And as I'm talking to the young men, I help them to understand that in this setting, it's if you're at work, and there are certain ways of conformity to mainstream society that you have to adhere to in order to be looked at as being successful. We're raising young men, and this is practice of what you are supposed to look like in an academic setting as well as a work setting.
Well, and how does Urkel fit into all of this? You have something called the Urkel Initiative. What do you do?
Yes. Sagging was an issue when I became the principal, and so what we decided to do was we really wanted to make sure that people understood the seriousness of it. So when a child comes to school and they are sagging, of course, they're given the opportunity to adjust their pants, or if their pants are fit well, to pull them up, tuck their shirt. If that's not the case, they're given the opportunity to attend ISS. In school suspension, if they're incapable of doing what we ask, or they're given the option of calling their parents, and their parents can bring them a belt or some pants that fit. If those things are not acceptable, then we have zip ties, and we attach a zip tie to the belt, two belt loops, and we pull it tight enough to where the pants fit properly with their shirts tucked, and that is the way that they will go around for the remainder of the day.
Sort of like Steve Urkel with their pants all the way up.
Sure. Yeah. And it's not, you know, as much as the visual, as you may think, it's just more about adjusting their pants to a level to where they look presentable to be in a school building. Sagging pants and showing your underwear is a distraction.
Well, and sometimes it's more than underwear, I have to say. And in the new law, women would be included as well. For instance, if someone felt that just a sports bra was, you know, too distracting, that young lady would be asked to put a T-shirt over it under this new Tennessee law. Right now, under your Urkel initiative, Principal White, you take pictures of kids with their hands on their heads wearing these Urkelized pants, and you put it on a school bulletin board, you know, sort of part of the initiative to get them to change the look. But I'm wondering, especially in light of the story that we're seeing coming out of Florida, where kids are feeling demonized and targeted because of what their culture is choosing to wear, and in that case, hoodies. You know, do you have a sensitivity to the fact that these are kids, I mean, kids belong to tribes, and in this tribe, you know, they're sort of trying to find themselves and make a statement about themselves through their pants. I mean, do you worry that this is further demonizing kids for what they wear?
Some of those early photos were more children being jokesters and pulling their pants up extra high after the fact. That certainly is not the practice. The practice is just a presentable level to where they will look presentable in school all day. But as far as the demonization, there is this subculture within our mainstream society that we're living in. And if we continue to live in this subculture and not understand and be nonconformant to what happens in America, then we ostracize ourselves out of possible positions later on in life. Mm-hmm. It's a mindset. See, this thought process, it breeds mediocrity and negativity. So what we have to do is educate. I have no problem with them on the streets dressing the way they want, but I want them to be able to code switch and at least understand when they should or should not dress in certain manners so that they won't be ostracized from the workplace.
Sure. In other words, on Saturday night, you know, wear your pants to a party, but be able to, as you said, code switch. And I'm wondering, Principal White, have you ever heard from any kids who have been sort of, you know, in the privacy of your office, relieved? Those things are hard to wear.
Yeah. Well, one of the interesting things is because of the subculture, children who don't want to wear it feel as though they have to in order to look cool or in order to just fit in. And when you take that away and everyone is supposed to look the same, then you take a little bit of the ambiguity away from, oh, he's not cool because he's not sagging. It's not even an issue anymore. We don't really talk about it.
And what about young girls? I mean, the new law would affect young girls' dress as well. People feel that there is a trend in young girls' dress to expose far more skin than was in the past.
Once again, we have to go back to education, educating young girls on what it looks like to be a young lady. And I think if we stick with that as our foundation of really helping young students, young adults, to understand just the quality of being moralistic, then many of those things will go away over time. But with any teenager, if you tell them not to do it, then they're going to want to do it. So you have to begin early just trying to help them to understand why you're training them up the way that you are. So some of our young men have moved on to high school, and they are models for being a quality student because the change in dress helped to switch the thought process, moving from mediocrity towards excellence. And as a result, they are really prospering in the environments that they're in now.
That's Bobby White, principal of the Westside Middle School in Memphis, Tennessee. Principal White, thanks so much.
No, not a problem. Not a problem.